Welcome back to the Rational Revolution on the Civic Media Network. You got Mark Becker. Hey, if you like this show, you can listen to all of our shows on civicmedia.us as a podcast or wherever you get your podcasts. We're all there, including Medicaid expert, advocate, Medicaid badass. I've learned I can say that, apparently.
I'll take it.
Yes, Lynn Meschke. And so we, on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about something that might surprise people with who Medicaid serves.
I would agree with that. So the estimate is somewhere between 1.2 and 1.4 million Wisconsinites are on some form of Medicaid. Wisconsinites, yes. It's like 80 million nationwide. It's huge. And so here in Wisconsin, that's 18% of Wisconsinites. And the statistic is that in a lifetime, 9 in 10, so 90% of Americans are going to be touched by Medicaid in some way. So that covers 1 in 3 children. It covers 6 in 10 nursing home residents. It covers 1 in 3 individuals with disabilities. It covers school-age children who get like PT, OT, and speech in schools. It covers birth to 3. Wisconsin Medicaid, actually, I think Medicaid in general, is the largest single payer for mental health services, which is huge. Low-income working adults. And then I think one of the things that gets lost in all this is that there are a fair number of veterans involved or enrolled in Medicaid. So, and for 40% of them, it's their only form of insurance. So we are really talking about people who are our most vulnerable individuals, our friends, our family, our neighbors, members of our community. And so, yeah, it covers a wide swath of people, all of them who need it. And I will tell you, you know, as a family who we are Medicaid recipients, are grateful for it. This idea that people take advantage of it or don't value what they have, I am telling you that if you are a person who wasn't insured and now you are by Medicaid, you know, you are waking up every morning thanking your lucky stars for that.
We did when I just became self-employed, and we had a baby, and we had Melina, which is Medicaid, and it was you know, Badger Care, and because I mean they're like self-employed, you're not like rolling in the dough like most of the time,
right?
You know, and it's like. My joke is, I'd like to take a paycheck at some point.
Right.
But you're building
your business.
Right. And to be able to have that security of not being nervous about, well, can my wife go to the doctor today?
Yeah.
Or is my kid, you know, all right?
Yeah. Yes. I think the estimate is that it's 4 in 10 births are covered by Medicaid. It's high. And, you know, it also offers you the opportunity to start your own business or have your own small business and not have to make a choice.
Right.
And isn't that what we want? We're all about the, you know, capitalism and everybody having an opportunity and how we want to drive our economy. Medicaid is a bridge for an awful lot of people until they can afford some other form of care.
One of the things that's frustrating is, because I came from, I was in the Republican world, right?
Yeah.
And so often I look at some of the things that we as conservatives, and I'm not there anymore, but, you know, the royal we.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest, arguments against is we're going to cut waste, fraud, and abuse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, talk about that.
Yes. So, and you know, it's funny because now it's like all one word, waste, fraud, and abuse.
They don't
even separate it anymore. And we hear a lot of that, our Republican representative and then our Republican, senator here is that's a big thing for them. And so I guess, you know, I would separate those things out. So to me, you know, waste and abuse are somewhat subjective. And I think we're going to run into that with these folks where they're going to talk about that, but they're not really going to put a figure on it. They're not really going to provide any evidence. So I'm going to just provide you with some statistics. And that is that when you talk about waste, to me, what that means is there's a lot of fat in this program.
Yeah.
And for Medicaid, the administrative rate is 4%. It's lower than Medicare. So it is running on a very lean system. And then when you talk about abuse, I have heard any number of Republicans say that there are the figure that was floating around for a while was 15 million able-bodied people on Medicaid. You know, and I'm not going to go even with the able-bodied thing because in the disability, environment, I hate that word. But basically, essentially, people who could be working and aren't, and then they're taking advantage of Medicaid. And what we really know is that 7 in 10 Medicaid recipients are working.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Right. And then the remaining 3 are people like full-time caregivers whose caregiving duties prevent them from working. It's students. It's, you know, there are exemptions, and those completely legitimate exemptions. But the fact is that 7 in 10 Medicaid recipients are actually working. And then when you talk just about what our obligation is to our community, like, is there a social contract? If everybody goes into this, if you're an elected official, it hurts my heart to know that you go into your job thinking that everybody, all of your constituents are in some way out to milk the system.
Yeah.
What a awful way to look at the world. And were you frauding the system? No, of course you weren't. No. I have a friend whose son lost his job during COVID and has 2 beautiful children, was on Medicaid as a bridge, and till he could find another job, and got cancer during that time. Mm. And now, you know, is he a taker? Is he a moocher?
Right.
Is he frauding the system? Good Lord, no. And the fact that he was able to get the care he needed without, he was a young man, completely decimating his future, is exactly what this is about, as far as I'm concerned.
So, and I think that, yeah, there's so much that the GOP will say, oh, this was bad and this was bad and that. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you said it right, able-bodied. Yeah, I mean, I'm able-bodied, but, in our situation, we weren't making a ton of money.
Yeah.
So shoot, I'm able-bodied. Yes. But we still, does my family not count then,
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and this accusation that everybody's committing some sort of fraud is, disturbing because this is closely tracked. I mean, our state does a fabulous job in tracking that. And what we know is that there are very, very few cases even investigated of Medicaid fraud. In 2023, it was 143 cases. Only 5 of those actually achieved convictions. And every Medicaid claim gets reviewed twice. So it gets reviewed here in the state, and then it gets sent to the federal government, and they review it. So nobody is getting rich off of Medicaid. And, it's this perception that someone is getting something that I'm not.
Yeah, and I think a lot of this goes back to oh my gosh, the Rush Limbaugh welfare queen type thing, that boogeyman from the 1990s that is now kind of manifesting its way. So we're going to talk coming up about what is on the table to be cut, what is coming, and what should we all be aware of, and what can we do about it, as we talk with Medicaid expert Lynn Meschke here on The Rational Revolution on Civic Media Network.